we've heard a lot about the impact of COVID-19 on people with so-called pre-existing medical conditions, but typically that's focused on heart health or blood pressure along those lines. This is Lisa Berry, and there's another group of people who must take this virus very seriously, and that is those with cystic fibrosis. Here to tell us more about that is the founder and executive director of the Bonnell Foundation Living with Cystic Fibrosis, Laura Bonnell. Thanks for joining us, Laura.
Thanks, Lisa.
You have two daughters, both who have CF, who received pretty much all of their treatment at the University of Michigan CF Clinic in Ann Arbor. Is that correct?
That is. I mean, we know all of the doctors, the nurses, the social workers, the physical therapists there. They're part of our family. We've been there through their whole lives. We've spent a lot of time there. So it's a very warm place for us, even though when we go there, it's usually because of a CF exacerbation and it's traumatic. Mm. We are so connected to Dr. Samia Nasser, who started off as their pediatric CF doctor, and we still keep in touch with her now, and she asks about the girls all the time. We're definitely very emotionally connected to those people and that hospital.
What are we talking about when we're talking about CF, for those who may not be familiar?
Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disease that causes chronic and fatal lung infections, and it interferes with digestion and just about every organ. You have an increased chance of colon cancer if you have cystic fibrosis and diabetes. So this is something you're born with. You may not be diagnosed till later in life because a doctor or a parent doesn't catch that it's cystic fibrosis early on. Although there is newborn screening now, so it is being caught earlier. There was not newborn screening when my daughters were born, but it is a genetic disease that you are born with, and there's a 1 in 4 chance with each pregnancy that you will have a child with CF if, you know, you have that genetic makeup.
We're in a pandemic. We all are being advised to socially distance and to wear a mask. Is that something you deal with, you've dealt with your daughters their whole life?
They have. They can't be around other people with cystic fibrosis as a rule because there's a cross-contamination between lung bacteria. And a great example of this, which is so pertinent now during this pandemic, is that before we knew that they were cross-contaminating one another and killing each other, basically, they were in camps together. And once doctors figured out that they were cross-contaminating each other with deadly bacteria, they didn't have people with CF sit in the same waiting room anymore. Everything was Lysol, and everybody had to wear masks and social distance. And that's when 6 feet apart became the rule. And that was about 30 years ago, and my oldest is 25. So we've grown up knowing that people with CF always have to social distance, always have to wear masks. And I have to say, this is such a huge example. I wish the entire country could get it. We took care of it. It all stopped the spread of all this between people with CF. Now, it's different if you have siblings and things like that. There's always exceptions, but it made a huge difference. So that's something I hope people understand now. The big challenge for us is that everyone isn't following the mask rules, and that's very hard because my daughters and us as parents, myself and my husband, have to socially distance to not pass it on to the girls. They've been very isolated. They've been on lockdown. Their CF doctors told them they had to stay in lockdown longer than the general population. It's depressing. They're in teletherapy to make sure they can make it from week to week. And of course, you have, you know, a boyfriend or you have a roommate. So there's that added variable of somebody might be going back to work, or there's just so many variables. It's just been incredibly emotional to get through this and navigate how to make it work. I mean, my only solution to people who don't want to wear masks are get all the people with underlying conditions an N95, and then whatever you do won't affect us. But of course, that's not possible. So now it's so important that everybody wears a mask to protect everyone else. We haven't been to a grocery store since March. We have our food delivered, and Emily got permission from her CF doctor to go to a grocery store. And, you know, we went to the best grocery store that's doing the best, you know, ability of keeping people safe with hand sanitizer and checking and only letting a certain amount of people in. And when Emily got inside, of course, we were masked and all of that. We looked at each other and we were like, are you going to cry? I might cry. Like, grocery shopping. You know, it was the best day we've had since March. I mean, of course, there's other things, but it was like, oh my gosh, I feel normal. We can actually grocery shop. Like, everyone in here has to wear a mask and they have to wear it over their nose because there's a sign that says properly how to wear it. So things like that, we don't take anything for granted.
And you're saying the protocols that we are all being advised to follow due to COVID-19 is something you've been following in the CF community for a long time.
We have. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I would say that my daughters have been hand washing and wiping down doorknobs and, you know, being conscious of other people with germs and colds, and people with colds, just even a cold can't come over, you know, never came over when they were in grade school. No one can come over if they have a fever. I mean, we're very conscious of that. Stay healthy, because if they get a cold, if Emily gets a cold, she gets pneumonia. There's no doubt about it.
And you're back in Ann Arbor at Michigan Medicine.
Right. Yep. And we end up back there. So they've had PICC lines and you just have gone through so much just trying to stay normal and pretend everything's fine.
I don't know if you can answer this question as unpolitically as possible, but what would you want to say to people who don't think they should wear a mask?
You know, it's hard because I respect everyone's views. I respect people who disagree with me. I respect people's political views. I just say, you know, vote who matter, no matter who you're voting for, people should vote. So I'm very respectful of other people. But when it comes to masks, this is a health situation. This isn't political. This isn't something you can do what you want. This is to protect other people and everyone in the United States. And I don't think that that should be up for debate. I mean, I wouldn't argue with somebody who isn't wearing a mask. I wouldn't point them out in the store. I don't want any confrontation with someone who's not wearing a mask, but I don't get it. I mean, I know a lot of people now are saying, well, you have to wear clothes and, you know, so what's the problem with the mask? A mask is such a simple way to say, I respect someone else. I am thinking about your health. I am thinking about your life. It is so, and nobody, to me, no one can complain that they can't breathe in a mask. That is one big issue with cystic fibrosis, because how you can breathe and your oxygen level can go drastically down. So I'm not sympathetic to someone who says they can't breathe.
Because you've been dealing with that with your daughters for all their lives.
All their lives, right.
So, and you're a good example of people walking around in the community that others may not realize have a different kind of pre-existing medical condition, and they need the protection of wearing a mask as well.
Right, absolutely. I mean, and if you looked at my girls, you wouldn't even know they had cystic fibrosis, so you need to wear a mask. Yes, they're young. Yes, they look completely healthy, but they're not. So you never know who you're coming across and what kind of condition they have. You know, I just think it's just such a selfless thing to do. It should be so simple for everybody to just put on a mask. I mean, even if you think of the healthcare workers, just them, they don't want to see you in the hospital. They have enough on their plate. It's just such a selfless thing to do. I don't understand it, and I can't see the justification for not wearing a mask.
So your daughters, Molly and Emily, are how old now?
Molly is 25, getting her master's, and Emily is 23, graduated from MSU.
And you founded the Bonnell Foundation, Living with Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and you have an event coming up?
I do. We have an event, a virtual event, because of the pandemic, and that was you know, you think, oh, everything is fine, and then the pandemic hits. So we went from having an event in person to going virtual. And we had to cancel three other events because of the pandemic. So this is our biggest fundraiser, and it's Saturday at 7 o'clock, and it is virtual. And it's going to be great. We have a lot of entertainers, musicians, people from the CF community. So it's really going to be a wonderful event. And if you don't have a CF connection, you're still going to enjoy this. And it will still be very interesting, and you'll get to see some really great, inspiring people.
We'll put a link to that on our website, WEMU.org, with this interview. Laura Bunnell, thank you so much for sharing your story with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much for doing this interview with me and giving your listeners the chance to hear what we're all about. I appreciate it.